WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Today's episode is all about something we're constantly battling in this digital age, managing technology use so our brains don't turn into mush. Ever feel like your mind is constantly buzzing, overloaded with notifications, emails, and that endless scroll? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to focus on one thing, even for 5 minutes? Yeah, we've all been there. The truth is, our brains aren't wired to handle the constant barrage of information we get from technology. It's like trying to cram a whole library into your head at once. Eventually, it just becomes overwhelming, and you start feeling foggy, sluggish, and uninspired. But don't worry, I'm not here to preach about ditching your phone or going off-grid, though a digital detox every now and then can be amazing. Instead, we're going to explore some practical strategies for managing your tech use, so it actually enhances your life instead of dragging you down. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim your mental clarity. First, awareness is key. You gotta know what's sucking up your precious brain power. Track your phone usage. There are apps for that, trust me. And see where those hours are actually going. Are you mindlessly scrolling through social media? Getting lost in online shopping rabbit holes? Once you see the patterns, you can start making conscious choices about how to use your time. Second, set boundaries. It's like having a personal coach for your digital life. Designate tech-free zones and times. Maybe no phones at the dinner table or during those crucial brain-dump brainstorming sessions. And seriously, put that phone on airplane mode while you sleep. Your brain will thank you for it. Third, prioritize deep work. Ever feel like you're just skimming the surface of tasks? Deep work is about focusing intensely on one thing at a time, undistracted by notifications and emails. Schedule blocks of time for your most important projects and commit to them fully. You'll be amazed at what you can accomplish. Fourth, unplug and recharge. Technology overload isn't just about screen time, it's also about the constant connectivity. We're always on, always reachable. But remember, stepping away from the digital world is essential for your mental well-being. Go for a walk in nature, spend time with loved ones face to face, or simply sit in silence and let your mind wander. Finally, cultivate mindfulness. It's not just about meditation, though. That helps. Mindfulness means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice your thoughts and feelings when you're using technology. Are you feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or even a little bit bored? Become aware of those triggers and make conscious choices about how to respond. Think about that time you were trying to finish a project, but every 5 minutes you found yourself reaching for your phone, checking emails, scrolling through social media. You're probably nodding right now. We've all been there. The frustration mounts, your focus crumbles, and before you know it, hours have gone by with little accomplished. It's like that game of whack-a-mole. Every time you think you've gotten control, another notification pops up, pulling you back in. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from this cycle? It's all about taking those key takeaways we just discussed and applying them in real life. Imagine setting aside 30 minutes each morning before checking your phone. Use that time for something fulfilling like reading, writing, or simply enjoying a cup of coffee in silence. Or how about designating an entire evening as tech-free, Spend quality time with loved ones. Play board games. Read a book by candlelight. Rediscover the joy of being present and unplugged. Remember, it's not about becoming a tech hermit, but rather about using technology intentionally and mindfully. When you reclaim control over your digital life, you unlock the potential for greater focus, creativity, and overall well-being. So, go forth and detox that brain fog, implement these strategies, track your progress, and let me know how it goes in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to The Brain Fog Detox, because staying sharp is a journey, not a destination, and we're all in this together. See you next time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.